Union Nahawu also speaking out about this and about other issues in a statement yesterday, saying that they are skeptical about the number of new cases of healthcare workers who have tested positive, also about the vaccine rollout as well. Mzikayise Tshonchi is the Nahawu Greater Joburg Regional Secretary joining us now. Mzikayise, thank you very much for your time today. I'd like to first just pick up on this issue of the Sisonke vaccines. Are you concerned that there are some healthcare workers that have not been covered by the Sisonke trial?
Good day, ma'am, and thank you for the interview, and good day to your listeners as well. As Nahawu, we learned with shock that there are these kinds of shenanigans that are happening at Charlotte Maxeke, Johannesburg Academic Hospital in particular. And we are very concerned about what is happening. Not only are we concerned, we are very angry, because it was our expectation that this process is supposed to run smoothly and seamlessly. But unfortunately, it seems that the employer at the Department of Health, in particular in this hospital, has allowed a situation where people had to be turned away yesterday because of the shortage of vaccines. And not only because of shortage of vaccines, we are learning today that some people had jumped the queue yesterday, and this was made possible by people that were assigned to assist with the vaccination. We have been in touch with the Department of Health demanding answers, because it is our view that the Department of Health must be held accountable if something wrong happens with this vaccination. It is our view that the Department of Health has a responsibility to protect frontline workers, in particular, who have a responsibility to protect the citizens of South Africa. And when they allow a situation where there would be people that jump the queues who are very, very unhappy, and that's how we have expressed ourselves to the department very, very clearly, and we are expecting answers.
You've also raised concerns about the fact that you think that the reported number of new cases of healthcare workers that have tested positive is much lower than what it actually is. You think there are still a lot of healthcare workers who are contracting COVID.
We believe that the number may not reflect the correct numbers of workers that are being exposed. And due to the slow pace of this vaccination, we believe that more health workers are being infected. Unfortunately, there's under-reporting in our view. And we believe that the Department of Health is not helping in this regard.
Mzikayise Tshonchi, the Nahawu Greater Joburg Regional Secretary, thank you for your time there, expressing concern that healthcare workers, some have not benefited. They have not received their jabs yet during the Sisonke trial, which we know ends tomorrow. And yet there are so many people who seem to have found a way to get their vaccines already. I'm quite outraged by this, but a lot of people have been saying, well, Maddie, why are you surprised by this? Is it just corruption? It's another form of corruption. Have a listen to some of the WhatsApp voice notes coming in.
You know what, Midi? That's corruption, straight and straightforward. The doctors are corrupt, our police are corrupt, everyone is corrupt. What the government should have done was made sure they get more vaccines than they require for the health workers. Then we wouldn't be talking about shortage of vaccines, you know? So I blame the government. Every government is corrupt, even the US is corrupt. They vaccinated 50 million of their population, but I'm pretty sure there's some corruption that went on there as well.
Turn right.
We're just too blatant with it.
Turn right. Listen, I think that you are right, but at the same time, please keep in mind that as of Monday, 1B does carry on, and healthcare workers will be receiving more vaccines. So it's important to point that out. And then we are being flooded by Kaizer Chiefs fans sending us WhatsApp voice notes, because the Chiefs fans are out at Natch Arena. They're protesting about how the club is being managed. Have a listen to all these Chiefs fans.
Good afternoon, Mandy. Brian here. I'm a Kaizer Chiefs supporter, but then we shouldn't forget, Kaizer Chiefs, it's a family business. That's what Bobby Motaung said. I'm not going to waste my energy toying and striking about Kaizer Chiefs losing. It's fine. Let them lose even more. It's a family business. Let them suffer.
We've got tons more. KG, come on, let's play one more of all these Kaizer Chiefs fans that are busy WhatsApping us and sending us voice notes. Everyone seems to be relinquishing their support of Kaizer Chiefs.
Hi, Mandy. I think what is happening with Kaizer Chiefs, you're speaking to Pikelela here. I think the problem there is the management. And another thing, they will make Kevin Hunt a scapegoat, because I think they don't wanna invest in the proper quality players. And so Kevin Hunt is a good coach, but the way Chiefs is being run, they don't wanna spend money, so they're gonna make him a scapegoat, and there's no continuity.